This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Well, download the MyMTE app. Track your energy consumption. You can pay your bill online, even do things like report outages right there from your phone. Download the app, available for iOS and Android. There's no Android here. It's Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, joining us today here in studio 2025. Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year. How about it, buddy?
It's hard to believe it's 2025.
Right? And no artificial intelligence here. This is advisor intelligence here.
Oh, wow. That is AI.
Yeah.
Advisor
yeah.
intelligence. You should coin that and you may make some money on that.
Well, I heard that one recently by our effectively what would be our COO of the firm. He said it in a meeting with some other folks recently. And I thought, you know, that's quick.
I like that.
I like it. Yeah.
So he's coined it, which is why he's the COO.
That's right.
Oh, goodness. Well, it is.
Good take on it, though.
Yeah,
It was good.
Certainly good to see you back. And, you know, we're approaching 17 years of doing this.
Isn't this amazing?
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I love it, buddy.
Time flies when you're having fun. We were a lot younger then, too. We were just talking about that.
Boy, you know, I mean, these milestones, especially the ones that end in zeros and fives, they can hurt.
Yeah. Or start with a five and end in a zero.
I wasn't going to tell. I was not going to tell. You know, people could have thought we were 40. Oh. 30.
Right. I'm sure that's what people think of when they see us. But anyway, you're a numbers guy. You know better than that.
That's right.
Time for New Year's resolutions, huh?
You know, it seems like yesterday, Brian. It sure does. You know, that calendar, it seems to just keep flipping,
mm-hmm.
right? Just keeps flipping. And you know, it's time for those New Year's resolutions. We talk about this every year, but we really do hope, folks, that you all have taken some time, you know, we're both guys who unfortunately have lived life a little and unfortunately in that have seen some losses in our lives.
Sure.
So we hope that you personally are just taking some time with your families, quality time to be open, to talk. And as you do, we hope that you can decide to exercise more, lose weight more, learn a skill to better you and your family, reconnect with old friends. And the possibilities here can be endless, right? But this year, why not take a moment and add a new financial resolution to your list?
Well, you and I have talked about a few, and so I'm just going to kind of give them to you so you can write them down if you're listening or just mentally know that these are the things that we're going to talk about. Some resolutions you might consider: reducing your debt, boosting your retirement savings, building an emergency fund, keeping your non-retirement goals, and reviewing your estate plans. So let's tackle these one at a time. And these are some, we're just kind of hitting high with these, right?
I mean, so high. I mean, we could go days on each one of these.
Yeah,
you know?
Certainly could. So reducing your debts, that's always a biggie. Probably in terms of financial resolutions, maybe one of the biggest ones that people have.
You know, it definitely is so important in everybody's lives, Brian, and it may be easier said than actual done, right? But if you can cut down on your debt load, you can increase your cash flow, and from there, you'll actually have more money available to invest for your future. Just think about that. Less debt, more cash for your future.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
It does take some, you know, it can take some strong will at times, but folks, it can be done, and it can make your life much less stressful.
And that would start with lowering expenses, I would think.
It can, you know, lowering expenses, you know, work on your spending. I know out there you hear about a lot of apps right now with this resolution, you know, let us show you subscriptions that could be deleted because you're probably adding $200-$300 a month that you don't even notice.
There's one that delivers stuff to my house that I need to delete.
You know, I'll just say real quick, when Catherine was with us, we use that one so often. The even today, I still go and open the door every day to see if there's
a package there.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's me.
But, you know, you might find it helpful to use one of these budgeting apps that you can find online who will show you, hey, save $200 to $300 a month. That's $2,400 to $3,600 a year that could be saved towards your emergency fund, towards your retirement, towards another goal that you might have for your family. So be thinking about those things.
Boosting your retirement savings. That would be a great way to help maybe roll that into your retirement savings as a goal.
Absolutely. And, you know, Brian, trying to put in as much as you can afford to your IRA and your 401k, or maybe even another employer-sponsored plan if you have one. You know, if your salary goes up this year, just something to think about. If your salary goes up this year, you've got a good opportunity to increase your contribution to your retirement account. And for some folks, this might mean starting a contribution towards your retirement account. Once you turn 50... Hint, hint.
Thanks.
You can also make pre-tax catch-up contributions to your 401k or traditional IRA. You might want to even review the investment mix in your 401k or similar plan to determine whether it's still providing the growth potential that you need and giving the proper risk tolerance and time horizon that you have to reach your goal.
Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, joining us today. We're talking about some New Year's financial resolutions, and building an emergency fund is always an important thing to do.
Always. Love that emergency fund. You know, I was just talking to somebody about that this morning. They're wanting to put money into retirement, but I'm like, do you have that emergency fund first, right? Because you don't want to put money in retirement and then have to dip into that because you didn't have an emergency fund.
Yeah.
So it's generally a good idea to maintain an emergency fund containing up to, recognize I'm saying up to, 6 months worth of living expenses. Not income, but living expenses. With this money being kept in a liquid, low-risk account, without such a fund, you might be forced to dip into your long-term investments to pay for short-term needs, such as an expensive automobile, a home repair, or something else that may come up.
Yeah. So, emergency fund important as we talk about some financial resolutions, maybe for you this year, keeping funding of your non-retirement goals, or keep funding those non-retirement goals. Talk to us about that, the IRAs and 401ks.
Certainly. You know, your traditional IRA, your 401k, these are good ways to save for retirement, but you likely have other goals as well, and you'll need to save and invest for them. So, as an example, if you want, let's say, your children to go to college or receive some other type of post-secondary training, then you might want to invest in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Or if you have short-term goals, such as a savings for a wedding, maybe taking an overseas vacation, then you might want to put some money away in a liquid account. I mean, hint, hint, you have a daughter.
Yeah.
You know, we might want to save for a wedding that you know, may come in the next few years.
I told her the courthouse is free. You know, so I've got to put my money in retirement, Lee.
Folks, ladies, please help me with this one. You know,
you didn't think you were going to hear that, did you?
I love you, buddy. I love you. You didn't hear that, Bobby.
I'll send her the recording.
Oh, but you know, as we look at all these different needs, you want to keep some of that money liquid. And for a short-term goal, you don't necessarily need to invest aggressively for growth, but you just want to make sure that the money is there when you need it. When you need it.
The last financial New Year's resolution to look at here, and we're just kind of skimming the surface again this morning, but always important to review your estate plans.
You know, Brian, this one, it gets more and more important as my clients keep getting older.
Yeah, and we get older.
and we get older, yeah. Exactly. You know, if you have not already created your estate plan, you may want to do so in 2025. If you're relatively young, you might not think that you need to have an estate plan in place just yet, but life... it can be unpredictable. And the future is not ours to see. So if you have already drawn up estate plans, you may want to review those, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your life, maybe a family situation such as a marriage, a remarriage, maybe an addition, like a new child. Because estate planning can be complex, and you'll actually want to work with a qualified legal professional to help you and get you through it. Whether, you know, whether that be working with a licensed attorney, maybe having some conversations around your finances with your financial advisor, your CPA, folks who can guide you and give you quality advice.
Lee, we just were skimming the surface with some of these, but it can also be a lot to consider, you know, tackling all of these resolutions at the same time, but at least get those conversations going, right?
Please always get the conversations going, Brian. And you know, by addressing as many of these as you can, you may find that by the end of the year, you have made progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for all the years to come. So, you know, that, and that's one thing that a financial advisor can help you with, is taking each little bite at a time. They can look daunting, but take each little one and completing them, running those through different parts of your calendar, and hopefully feeling accomplished at the end.
Lee, thanks for joining us this morning. Encourage folks to, if you haven't talked to your financial advisor, need a financial advisor, Lee's here to help, and great Edward Jones Financial Advisors right here in Rutherford County. And thanks for joining us here on the show.